Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. If you go to an electronics store in Illinois or Indiana and purchase a new widescreen television, it comes from the factory with default settings for color, tint, language, contrast, and so on. In our area, the default setting for language will be English. This does not change unless you bring up the menu and make another selection. Virtually any electronics device you buy comes with default settings, and those settings do not change unless someone intervenes. This week I am highlighting Part 1, Chapter 3, Growing in Our Understanding of the Words of God. To grow in our understanding, to accept the words of God, we must understand that changing our minds and listening to God is not our natural inclination, our factory setting. Even as Christians, by default we give validity to what we already believe and to what we want to believe. In plain language, we accept what we like and what fits our current philosophical system. The scriptural representation will sound more familiar to you. Proverbs 16:25. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. In Isaiah 44:19, the Lord chides the Israelites. No one stops to think. They took a piece of wood and used half of it to cook their meal, and used the other half to construct an idol. God tells us that we are to live by every word that comes from His mouth, but often when those very words would change our lives, we stop the flow of information. When you are at that place of rebellion, you are likely one spiritual inch away from facing your greatest need, and one submissive act away from receiving a tremendous victory. 1 John 5:4, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God. com.